This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Gia Abili reporting. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin is scheduled to attend his first G20 meeting in Germany. Before the meeting of financial leaders Friday, Mnuchin met in Berlin with his German counterpart for a bilateral meeting on economic and trade issues. After the meeting, Mnuchin said the Trump administration will not tolerate any countries that try to devalue their currencies to gain an unfair trade advantage.
Our focus is creating economic growth that is good for the United States and good for the rest of the world. And it is not our desire to get into trade wars. It is our desire to deal with where there is imbalance in certain trading relationships that we have a means to address that.
The United States ran a trade deficit of $502 billion last year. Dutch political parties are preparing Thursday to start what will likely be a long process of coalition talks. Prime Minister Mark Rutte's People's Party for Freedom and Democracy easily won national elections Wednesday, defying polls that suggested a close race with anti-Islam populist Geert Wilders' Party for Freedom. Jesse Klaver is the leader of the Dutch Green Party.
First of all, I think the rise of populism has stopped. Okay, Geert Wilders, he has won a couple of seats in parliament, but it was not the victory he was hoping for and the right-wing parties all over Europe were hoping for. So I think this is the first win for everyone.
Rutte's party will take 32 of 150 seats, far ahead of any other parties, including Wilders. This is VOA News. Turkey's European Union Affairs Minister raised tensions with the bloc Wednesday. Umer Çelik said his country has fulfilled the obligations of its refugee agreement and sees no reason to maintain the deal, contending Brussels has failed to keep its promises. Dorian Jones has more.
Turkey's EU Affairs Minister Umer Çelik further ratcheted up tensions Wednesday, saying Turkey has fulfilled its obligations regarding the agreement, but the European Union has failed to keep its promises. Under last year's deal, Turkey agreed to step up security of its borders and accept back migrants who entered EU countries illegally from its territory. The agreement helped to slow the massive exodus of migrants into Europe. But Ankara has accused Brussels of failing to honour its side of the bargain of granting visa-free travel in EU countries for Turks, a charge Brussels denies. The dispute has come to the fore as tensions rise with the Netherlands and Germany over the banning of Turkish ministers campaigning to ethnic Turks before a referendum to extend presidential powers. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Malaysian Police Chief Khalid Abu Bakar told reporters Thursday that Interpol is involved in the search for four North Korean suspects wanted in connection with the murder of Kim Jong-nam. The victim is the estranged half-brother of North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un.
We have already obtained a red notice for the four North Korean nationals who were at the airport on the day of the incident and who has since left back, which we believe to be in Pyongyang now. So we have obtained a red notice, Interpol red notice against them, and we are hoping to get them through Interpol.
Malaysian police say Kim was killed last month when two women smeared his face with a banned nerve agent VX at the Kuala Lumpur International Airport. Both reportedly believed they were participating in a television prank. U.S. President Donald Trump's second executive order on immigration is facing a new legal challenge. A judge in the state of Maryland Thursday issued an injunction that applies to the ban on issuing new visas to people from six Muslim-majority countries. A judge in the state of Hawaii Wednesday blocked both the order's ban on issuing new visas and suspending refugee admissions. Trump is vowing to fight the legal challenges.
We're going to fight this terrible ruling. We're going to take our case as far as it needs to go, including all the way up to the Supreme Court. We're going to win.
French police say a letter exploded when it was opened at the International Monetary Fund office in Paris. I'm Gia Abili in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA. Begin broadcast.